A media analyst, Dr. Kofiam Ponsabediako, has condemned the manner in which some media practitioners take a stance in their reportage on the Supreme Court hearing. Dr. Bediako asked the media and political party communications personnel not to be judgmental in their quest to communicate the proceedings to the public. Speaking to Radio Ghana on calls that the media should not give platform to spokespersons of political parties to comment on the election petition hearings, Dr. Ponsabediako said the move may not be wrong. However, the situation where these communicators brainwash the public by giving the impression that one side is winning must be condemned. He spoke to Rita Ampabing Tete.
Giving the platform to political party representatives to make comment on issues relating to the Supreme Court case in itself is not wrong. But unfortunately, these representatives abuse the opportunities that are given them. When given the opportunity, they are always judgmental in their approach to issues, which is not the case. If you listen to one section of cross-examination, that will not be a basis for you to come to the conclusion that one candidate is right or wrong. It is false. If anybody should be given an opportunity to comment on the Supreme Court proceedings, they have spokespersons with legal background. Such people can speak to the issues. Even here, they should just talk about proceedings that have taken place or not, because it could amount to contempt.
You mentioned that even if they will be allowed to comment, their legal brain should come out and comment. But are you not of the view that these representatives will still use a platform for propaganda purposes?
I have actually detected the propaganda role of some of these legal spokespersons. In the course of discussing issues relating to proceedings, they come in with brief comments which shows that their side was right, their side is on course. And if you listen to either side, you see that they always react in a way that shows that their side is on the winning trail, which is wrong.
Ms. Ambonsa, you have been in the media for a very long time, and you know the history of the media in Ghana. Don't you think all these comments should just be, stopped? Nobody should comment about it at all, because when you read press law and all that, you get to know that when an issue is in court, no one must talk about it. Am I right?
You are very right. Our media personnel should not even offer any platform. If everybody is to play his own role very well, you notice that the political giant in any party will not even attempt to comment, knowing that the issue is still in court. In the same way, we expect the journalists also not to offer any platform to any political figure to comment. Unfortunately, the political giants are prepared to speak. Also, the journalists are always prepared to offer their platform to these political giants. And for me, this is what creates a problem.
While cautioning the media on the need to give professional coverage of the Supreme Court hearings, Dr. Ponsabediako gave his impression on how the media have fared since the hearings began.
Journalists should not offer any platform, and the political figure should also know that it is unethical to be judgmental when the case is still in court. If this is done, the country will be the winner.
In brief comments, how have the media fared since the hearings began, in your view?
Well, in my view, I think that some media houses are doing very well. Others, unfortunately, are not. You see, court issues are very complex. So what happens is that the petitioners may be asked to discuss issues along various lines in form of cross-examination and so on. You need to be able to report all these things correctly without putting yourself in any position as if you have a vested interest. No. Let the issues be reported as they are. And then when it comes to the other side also, you do the same thing. But when you read some of our newspapers or radio stations, what do you see? Because of partisanship, oh, this man has been put under pressure. This man man has been made to sweat. This man has been made to crumple. These are wrong. They are unethical. They are unprofessional. And I feel ashamed for the media people who engage themselves in this kind of thing. We need to stop it. It's shameful and it must all be continued.
Dr. Mpensa Bediako, a media analyst talking to Rita Mpabing Tete.